The late great lyricist, Johnny Mercer, once wrote a song built around the rustic term druthers, a contraction of the rubish phrase I'd druther, itself an adaptation of the more grammatically correct I'd rather. As I recall it, the song went, "If I had my druthers, I'd druther have my druthers than anything else I know." The rest of the song was an ode to inertia, so to lazing away one's life, apparently expending energy on nothing more challenging than blinking. I'd druther watch daisies grow. However, in the hurly-burly of this dynamic information age, information professionals cannot afford the indulgence of existential trances while watching lint accumulate in our navels. We have to move it, not to lose it. But move where? To do what? And where is everyone around us moving? Recently, FreePint sent out a survey to samples from its network of 70,000 information professionals, most in the UK and the US. For more information on the FUMSI reports and activities of FreePint, go to www.freepint.com/FUMSI. By the way, FUMSI stands for Find, Use, Manage, and Share Information. Cute, huh? Some things the survey expected to find and did. For example, InfoPros influence data purchases. InfoPros spend a lot of time online and use subscription or license databases frequently. However, some of the findings surprised them. In the everybody's talking about, everybody's writing about categories, such as podcasting, webcasting, and enterprise social networking, the responses were somewhat negative. 35% did not find podcasts useful. Looks like I should reconsider these 2 a.m. sessions for recording my searcher's voice editorials in ambient silence. 40% never visited social networking sites, and 49% never used social networking sites for business. Additional comments from the negative respondents indicated that it was too much trouble to integrate the technologies into workflow, or that the work environment simply didn't support some of the technologies. You know, I've always wondered how many multi-computer work environments allow everyone to have speakers. My podcast, your podcast, everyone's podcast. And with the number of people concerned with online privacy, it could seriously deter interest in social networks, especially with outfits like Facebook now working user content for advertisers. When it comes to choosing new technologies, or even going along with fairly well-established ones, people have to make choices that both fit within the job that pays their salary today and the job that may pay their salary tomorrow. For some people, that means keeping current from a distance. For example, by attending conference sessions or reading articles on the new technologies. Others, when they find a technology that really appeals to them, may leap aboard the platform, whether from home or at work or both. The key for both lies in monitoring when and whether each technology has reached a tipping point. For example, mobile computing has made a platform for digital audio that reaches out to all kinds of people in all kinds of environments. Changes in pricing models or even battery capacity could dramatically expand the demand for information services via cell phones or their taller PDA-like brothers, Apple iPhone et al. We all have to watch for the tipping points. The moments when different factors come together, often without visible coordination, to produce a rush of acceptance for a technology. For information professionals, not noticing the arrival of those tipping points can make us look very overpriced to our employers. I mean, if an info pro can't spot the arrival of an information technology, who can? If I had my druthers, everyone everywhere would have good, solid information service to answer every question they ever had and encourage them to add more. Everyone would have a good information professional to turn to, one who could protect them from error, even the errors clients made themselves, one who could ensure that good data never died or drifted out of sight. To get my druthers, all we information professionals need to have excellent training and superb networking. We must have a clear mandate as to the services we provide and a strong image as to what those services are and how only a good information professional can be relied upon to supply them. Those are my brothers. What are yours? By the way, in 2008, we will have a new columnist for Searcher. Peggy Garvin joined Searcher with the government online column, covering databases supplied from government websites and those enhanced by private sector online outlets. She will help readers find the right databases and how to use them efficiently. As more and more government databases go into the open web, this column will help searchers judge when a commercial outlet's features for the same or similar data are worth the expense. And one more note. At the beginning of the 2007 editorial year, Searcher Magazine launched a new service for readers. All articles marked with the Live Links icon took just one click on that icon to reach a collection of the URLs appearing in the article. We hope that our print subscribers would find the ability to download sets of URLs into their favorites or bookmarks folders a useful new service, and that non-subscribers who tap the URL collections might buy the article of interest or even subscribe, and we still do. So the Live Link service will continue as an offering throughout Searcher Magazine's 2008 editorial year.